Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to The Teacher. Dear listeners, in today's lesson of The Teacher, we're going to be talking about a very interesting subject. As you know, previously we have covered the concept or the system of imamah in Islam, how it is a continuation of the prophethood, what is the purpose of imamah, so on and so forth. Then we also talked about who the imams are, and we looked at some of the special conditions and attributes that the imams must possess, the divinely appointed imams must possess. Now today we're going to be talking about who is to select the imam. It is interesting to see that a group of Muslims, Sunnis primarily, believe that the Prophet of Islam died not having selected his successor, and they believe that this responsibility belongs to Muslims themselves to select their leader. They undertake this act through ijma, the consensus, which is one of the reasons given in the divine law. Brothers and sisters, as you may recall that we have covered some of the lessons where we discussed a misconception, and that misconception is that talking about the leadership of the imams, the infallible imams of Ahlul Bayt, we're going to end up creating discord and disunity. The purpose of these lessons is to bring hearts close, brothers and sisters. Imamah is a system which is all-inclusive. It is an academic discussion what happened in the history and in the past. What we're doing here is to give you the logical arguments which state why Shias believe in certain things. And those beliefs do not come out of thin air. They are logical as well as they can be traced back to Quran and Hadith and the sayings of the Prophet and infallible Imams themselves. So the purpose of these lessons is not to create any disunity whatsoever. Sunnis and Shias are brothers. Today we need unity against the common enemies of Islam. Okay, these academic discussions are there so that we can understand why we have certain beliefs that are not so similar in their form and shape as we would like it to be. So, we talked about the Sunni Muslims, what their belief is. They add that their program, the Sunni Muslims, that their program was implemented the first time for the first caliph who was selected with the consensus of the Ummah. And he selected the second caliph and introduced him as such. And the second caliph selected a council of six people to select the person who should succeed him. This council consisted of Imam Ali alayhi salam, Uthman, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, Talha, Zubair, and Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. This council, with the majority of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, Abdul Rahman, and Talha, voted for Uthman. The second caliph had directed that if the council should be divided 3-3, the side that Abdurrahman ibn Auf, Uthman's son-in-law, was on would be the person selected. So this was the model presented by the second caliph. Towards the end of Uthman's reign, the people arose against him for several reasons. And before he had a chance to select his successor or select a council, he was killed. At this time, the majority of people turned to Imam Ali alayhi salam and selected him as their caliph. They pledged their allegiance to him as the successor of the Prophet, other than Muawiyah, who was the governor of Damascus at the time and who was certain that Imam Ali alayhi salam would not support him. He then raised the flag of opposition, which was the beginning of disgraceful events in the history of Islam and caused the shedding of blood of a great many innocent people. We're going to take a short break, and once we come back from the break, we're going to continue talking about who is to select Imam.
Shiite views of the infallible Imams, in the words of Dr. Chris Huer.
Shia scholars have gone and understood various references in the Quran to refer to the Imams. So we begin to read the Quran through this perspective. We're told, for example, that the Imams are the signs of God, that they are the straight path, that therefore one must follow the Imams to follow the straight path to paradise. They are the bounty or the blessing of God. They are the firmest handle, the rope of God. The Quran says, hold on fast to the rope of God and you will not go astray. Therefore, hold fast to the teaching of the Imams and in that way you will not go astray and you will be brought to paradise. They are the light of God. They are the trust. They are the guides of humankind, the possessors of knowledge and the possessors of authority. And indeed, there are many, many references in the Quran which have been read by the Shia scholars to be references, we can say, oblique or hidden references pointing toward the Imams, which fill out our understanding of who they are and the function that they perform within the life of the Muslim community and within the life of humanity. If you want to take somebody as your guide, if you want to follow someone's wisdom and instruction, then you need someone who is an infallible guide, someone who is without sin. It would be a foolish person who followed a sinful guide, or somebody who merely had human knowledge. Therefore, the Imams are understood to be masum. That is, they are without sin and they are infallible, without error. And they are created such from the beginning of their lives until their very end. Although they only become the Imam when they are designated by their predecessor by God's command.
IRIB English Radio. Email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
أنت نور الله فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء أنت في الوجدان حي أنت للعينين ضي أنت عند الحوض ري أنت هاد وصفي.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So before the break, we were talking about the question, a critical question is, who is to select Imam after the demise of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And this is where we see that there are two schools of thoughts. One is our Sunni brethren who have different models. If we look at the history from the election of Abu Bakr to the nomination of Umar and then the council to select Uthman. And after Uthman was killed, Imam Ali alayhi salam became the caliph through people reaching out to him. Now, from here on, we're going to be talking about how Shias look at this successorship to Prophet and the concept of Imamah in conjunction with it. So after the demise of the Prophet, what is that Shia Muslims they believe in? Brothers and sisters, Imamah means leadership. And it is not only a concept, but a system in Islam. The 12 Imams are the spiritual and political successors to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet of Allah. According to the Islamic theology, the successors to Prophet Muhammad are infallible human beings who rule with justice over human beings and maintain and interpret Sharia, the jurisprudence, Islamic jurisprudence, and undertake the esoteric interpretation of the Quran. This is how we can define Imamah in the eyes of Shia Muslims. Now, who has the right to select an Imam? Shia Muslims say that only Allah has the right to choose an Imam. Whereas we saw before the break that Sunni Muslims, they have different models in different times throughout the history. Shia Muslims, whereas, they say that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the right to choose an Imam, or the Caliph, or the successor to Prophet. These terms are interchangeable. Although Imamah is an established system in Islam, but these other terms are used for the same purpose. The Shia Muslims are committed to the principle that the right to designate the Imam belongs exclusively to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the people have no role to play in this respect. It is the Creator alone who selects the Imam and identifies him to the people by the means of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. God is aware of the spiritual capacities, religious rank, and piety of the Imam. And in accordance with this awareness, he knows, too, to whom the custodianship of religious knowledge should be entrusted. Who it is that can carry this burden and not neglect for a minute, even for a minute, the duties of summoning men to God and implementing divine justice? The Quran does not permit individuals to enter their own views on any subject where divine legislation exists. For it says, chapter 33, verse 36, when God and His Messenger determined a matter, no choice remains therein for any believing man or woman. Whoever turns away from the command of God and His Messenger has openly chosen misguidance. Or again, in chapter 28, verse 67, Allah says, God creates and chooses whatever He wishes, and men have no right to choose in opposition to His choice. So, in Shia school of thought, Shia Muslims, they believe that it is only God who determines who the Imam can be. And in future episodes of this show, we're going to be talking about why is it so that Shia Muslims believe in it. We presented to you two of the verses today. Inshallah, we'll continue the discussion in the following lessons. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care and bye. La ilaha illallah.